Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Captain Paul Spurko from Captain Paul Surf Fishing Charters here in beautiful Port St. Lucie on the Treasure Coast in Southeast Florida. And welcome to another great fishing report here from the beach down here in Southeast Florida. I fished this week. We've been fishing. Actually, it's been a great Pompano surf bite here. Just like last week, but it's even gotten better. What's happened, you know, after that front, we had the fish move down, but boy, I tell you what, I just came in from the beach right now with another successful trip. And this week, I fished with my son, Randy, who's been hammering the Pompano also, and I had good friend and captain from up in Point Pleasant, Brielle, New Jersey, Captain Mark Carduner, who runs the boat, the Corkscrew, at a Southside Marina in Point Pleasant, and Mark was down here for his first time to see what this Pompano fishing was all about. And I tell you what, he picked a great week. We had great weather. We had weather down here in the mid 70s, and we had some great fishing conditions on the beach. Great color water, right water temperature. You put all those things together, and boy, it just equates to just a great 3 days. We started fishing this past Monday. You know, Randy and I had put some good days together, because I'm still a little bit still having a problem with the shoulder, so I had my son casting for me, and Randy was casting for me on the weekend, and Mark was casting for me the last few days. But what's happened, the traditional time for these Pompano to bite is normally in the morning this time of year during the winter. And we were up there in the dark, actually Monday, we got up there, and, you know, we had an incoming tide all morning. And normally on the tide change is when you don't want to leave. And actually on Monday, we didn't do much first thing in the morning, but once that tide changed, it was game on. And these are nice Pompano we're catching. We're catching fish that are anywhere from 1.5 to 3 pounds. And the key to catching them, like I've said in weeks previous, you got to reach them. So we're using 13-foot rods. We're using Mark Burford's over-the-bar, Florida Surf Angler rods with the 7,500 long cast spinning reels that I talked about a couple weeks ago. And we're filling the coolers. I mean, Mark's first bite that he had for the Pompano turned out to be a doubleheader of a 1.5 pound Pompano. What's happening, though, you know, that it was incoming tide, and once that tide turned at about 9:30, boy, they put the feed bag on. And what everybody's using, because we have not got live sand fleas up here, we haven't had them for some time, and I'm just going to sound like a broken record again, but you better have your fish bites. And the power line, that new energized color that Billy and Brett and Mike Carr and Terry, everybody up at Fish Bite came out with this year. It's Powerline Crib, and I'll tell you what, that's what they wanted. We also caught some on Easy Flea, but as far as natural bait, I tried some clam strips, and, you know, we're getting a lot in the surf right now. It's not just Pompano. What we've got Pompano, we've got bluefish, and when you start using the clam strips for that natural bait, that has a tendency to attract those bluefish. And, you know, after a couple of bluefish bite-offs, we switch to just plain fish bites, and plain fish bites will do it. And remember now, you're going to cut about a 3/4-inch strip. I like to cut them into a diamond and cut a little tail in them. And the Pompano rigs that I'm using and the ones that I tie are smaller type hooks. They're 1 and 1/0 mustad circle hooks, those demon hooks. And the floats, we've been pairing the power lime crab bait up with power lime color floats and power lime color the micro balls, the floats, along with peg floats that are also yellow and green. And it just seems to be a color situation, because boy, are they chewing on them. It's just everything's working. And the rods are bending, and now they don't bite all day. So you got to make sure once these fish start to bite, you got to take advantage of it. But, you know, we're setting up four rods, and we're setting them anywhere from 70 to 100 yards out in sand spikes. And if you're using longer rods, make sure you're using sand spikes that are at least 48 inches long if you're going to be fishing rods that are anywhere 11, 12, or 13 feet long. It gives you more support. It gives you more better line entry and better bite detection to see these pompano bite. Well, and the other thing that's happened down here our way after this past front, you know, the mackerel started to move through. But I'll tell you what, you looked out on the surf anywhere from 80 to 150 yards off the beach. We got commercial pompano boats or commercial pompano and commercial mackerel boats. So what happens when these mackerel come down the beach the way they have here so far? When the mackerel come, the pompano are going to be with them. We've had beautiful watercolor, and what's happening, there's bait for these mackerel, but what the pompano do, they actually swim underneath the mackerel schools. Now, the mackerel do all the work. They're chopping the bait up, or some of these folks are, you know, I'm sure they're chumming. They're chumming for them for the mackerel and some of the commercial guys. And then what happens is everything that gets chopped up by the mackerel are sinking to the bottom, and that's where the pompano come in. And I have to remind you, pompano or jacks, they're going to eat. And we've had a body of fish that have actually, they've been, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were fishing, I think I told everybody, we were fishing down a little further south, down the Jensen Beach area. Well, this week, everything has been up towards Fort Pierce. So now what the key has been, and today they bit again the same way. When you start to see this fleet of boats and you all of a sudden there's five or six or seven, you know, when we left today, there had to be 15 to 18, they're smaller boats. I mean, they're not big 50-foot sport fishermen. These are commercial folks that are making a living selling a mackerel and a pompano. But when you see that many boats in a concentrated area, a mile and a half, there's enough beach accesses on South Hutchinson Island that you can find beach access that's going to intersect these fish. So what we're doing, we're going up and we see the boats, you know, because these guys are there pre-dawn, so you'll see the boats. If you see some boats that are anywhere from 100 to 200 yards out, that's where you want to be. The other thing I want to talk about is as far as the water color. Our water color right now is absolutely perfect. It's that clean green. We had some water there at the end of last week after my report that looked like the Bahamas, and that's just too clean. You know, the pompano, you'd like a little, I call it clean green, but it's almost not murky, but well, it's got suspended sand in it, but it's a lighter green color. And you may see darker green water mixed in with it. Our water temperatures are perfect. They've been in that 72 range, 73 range. Everything has lined up right now for us to have a darn good pompano season, unlike we've seen in the last 2 years. So if you've never been surf fishing for pompano and you're down in our area, or if you're coming down to visit or vacation, boy, now is the time to gear up, because right now you can get up on the beach. And of course, with the mackerel around and the bluefish around, if you want to have some fun, and get up there and catch some, you know, 3/4 ounce to 1 ounce silver spoons and have some fun catching the bluefish and the mackerel, you can do that too, because there's plenty of them around. The surf fishing right now is what we've been waiting for a couple of years. And boy, this bite has really, really been going off. Again, the fish bites, the power lime crab is certainly the bait, the number one choice that everybody's using. I know my local store, Snook Nook, just ran out, and then they're getting an emergency order in to supply the demand. Easy Flea, the orange and white, has been very good also, as has the Electric Chicken color. That's a yellow and pink. For some reason, those three baits have been the leading baits for all the pompano fishing so far this year, you know, in this pompano season, our winter pompano fishing. So I would have to tell you to stick with that, because that's what's catching the fish. And also, when you get up towards Fort Pierce, if you fish any of the beaches north of the power plant, nuclear power plant on A1A going towards Fort Pierce, the beaches are deeper. So what we like to do, we like to start the day off by staggering the cast, maybe keep one at 60 yards, one at 80 yards, and a couple at 100 yards, because the biggest downfall is if you can't reach the Pompano, you can't catch them. So make sure you have the equipment. Make sure you have, you know, we've been getting away with 4 ounce. We haven't had much current and wind in the last 4 or 5 days. So we've been using just, my son Randy always uses Sputniks. He was using 3 ounce Sputniks today. We were using 4 ounce pyramids and holding with no problem. But space your baits out, stagger them. And when you see a tendency, you know, that 60-yard rod or the 80-yard rod or the 100-yard rod is consistently getting all the bites, throw them all out the same length from the beach. The other same thing with the bait. I start the baits in the morning with I've been starting with Power Lime, Easy Flea, one with Yellow Crab, and, of course, one with Electric Chicken. And we just keep – I just got to tell you, the tendency and the bait that these fish have been favoring has certainly been the Power Lime Crab. And looking ahead here – and here's some good news again. We're gonna get cold here again here for a day or two. We're gonna get in the 40s on Saturday with some 25 knot northwest winds, which are gonna make the surf conditions a little challenging. But there's still the fish that are north of us. This is what the fronts are supposed to do this time of year. More mackerel, more pompano, more bluefish are all gonna be down in the area. So if you're planning on coming down next week, again, could be a good week just like this one. But we've got all the right conditions to set up another week of just phenomenal pompano surf fishing. It's as good as it's been in 2 years at this time of the year. So if you're coming down, target this fish. If you come down, check with the local Snook Nook Bait and Tackle in Jensen Beach. They got everything you need, and they can certainly point you in the right direction. If anybody happens to be coming down, I'm there normally on Thursday mornings from 6 to 12. So I'm going to leave you with the thought that we've got a great week ahead of us. The fishing just seems to be getting better and better every week here these last couple weeks, and I don't see any reason with the weather trend that we're getting, with the front that's coming down, all the conditions seem to be perfect for this fishing to continue to stay on top shelf. It's just this is the way it's supposed to be, and it's nice to see it. So I want to thank everybody. I'm going to close. Of course, this is Captain Paul Spurko, Captain Paul Surf Fishing Charters in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I want to thank you for listening to the Soft Strong Weekly Fishing Forecast and for the Treasure Coast down here. And again, I'm going to leave you my number. My number is 609-903-8243. Feel free to text me if you have any questions. And I hope everybody has a great week and a great weekend. And if you're coming down here to fish this way, boy, make sure you got some coolers with some ice in them, because you're probably going to be putting fish in the cooler. So, all that being said, have a great week, and I look forward to sending the report again next week. This is Captain Paul Spurko from Captain Paul Surf Fishing Charters and Salt Strong Weekly Fishing Report from the Treasure Coast. Everybody have a great week.